I don't know how many years it was, but after a few years, my father-in-law was supervisor, and a certain fertilizer company offered to give him all the fertilizer that he could distribute, provided it be used like they said. I'm not right specking on me. Provided he'd use it like they said for him to use it. And he picked out two men in his beat, and the other supervisor did the same in their beat, and gave us 54% phosphate. And we generally bought phosphate, we bought 16 and 18% phosphate, if you know what that means. And we bought phosphate and put it under our corn when we planted it. And then we side dressed it with nitrate or soda when it was big enough to plow the last time, you see. And made pretty good corn. And cotton the same way. However, we generally got a mixed fertilizer for our cotton and put it on that when we planted it, and then didn't side dress it, just worked it with that. But after he gave us this fertilizer, they said we couldn't put it under any cotton or corn to put under hay crops, peas and beans and hay and pasture land. And you'd get almost any amount that you wanted if you just put it out that way. And all this fertilizer company required of you for pay for that fertilizer was to check 10 square feet and cut everything off of it and weigh it. And then got another 10 feet, took it off that wasn't fertilized and weighed that, you see. They got the benefit from that. Well, you could take an old piece of land over there somewhere or another and put the fertilizer in it and plant peas on it and just make a bumper pea crop, you see, and they didn't care. Well, the next year you plant that in corn and just make a fine corn crop and plant your peas somewhere else and fertilize. So I covered my entire place that way with peas and beans by following it like they said and then following it with cotton or corn.
I see.
And then about that time, the county agents got us to sow in a cover crop in the fall of the year to plow under on our crop, you see. Mm-hmm. And wild winter peas and vets, either one wanted to. And when we got the crop laid by, just sow it in the field and take a middle bus and run out in the middle and throw the dirt out, cover it up, and they'd come back. Well, the next spring, there'd just be a bumper cover crop there, you see. Uh-huh. And you'd plow that under the plant.
I see.
So I went in the pasture and did the same thing with my fertilizer that he gave me free on the pasture. I'd sow a strip and leave a strip, and you could just stand off, way off from it, see the difference. You see, it really paid off. Well, that fertilizer was really what my land needed. That phosphate was what it was needing, you see. And I stayed with it. They started in, and I think it was going to give us 5 years of that kind, you see. And you had to tell how much land you wanted to cover and how they would tell you how much to put out. And about the third or fourth year, something happened to stop. I don't know why. But then it come back another year and we got another 5 years. So we got about seven or eight years out of it after all, you see.
Very good.
And I covered my whole place in pasture and field land too with that fertilizer that way. And some of it the second time, because you can go back every other year, you see, and come back and fertilize the same ground on it if you planted something other than corn or cotton the following year, you see.
I see.
That year.
Well, it saved you a lot of money.
Yeah, it did. It helped out. My father did me a big favor and putting me on there. He put me in one of his wife's nephews, I believe it was, on there. And we come out all right. We made good money on it.
You said you plowed with two horses?
Yeah, we had two horses, a middle buster. We'd lay off the ground in the middle and then throw two furrows on with a half shovel or a turning plow and then get two horses and bust the middle out, you see. Put a bed up there, you see. Then you'd open that bed and put your fertilizer in there. But I got to where I'd plant my corn down in the middle. I'd open that fur, put the fertilizer, then cover it up and plant my corn down there and leave the middle in there and then plow the middle out later. So you can get it down flat so when I went to lay it by, put all the dirt up on top of the row and on top of the corn. It made a whole lot better that way.
How did you get the ground ready for to plant?
Well, most of this land had been cultivated several years before I moved here, see.
Nice.
But I bought some down and took some down out of the pasture and cut the timber off it and went in there and plowed it and planted it. And you go in what you'd call a raw new ground where there'd been lots of timber cut off of it.